Hi, I'm Lisa Gard, and I want to make sure that you know about two great events that are coming up. George Norrie Live. He is going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada on June 9th, a very special evening, June 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. So if you are near the Las Vegas area or you want to take a trip out there, it is a lot of fun, but a great night. He's got John Greenwald and host George Knapp there, and Danny and Brinkley, our favorite, and lots of great guests and a Q&A with each guest. And you just need to go to the website, which is coasttocoastam.com. He's also going to be in Asheville, North Carolina, August 25th, with some wonderful guests as well. So check all of that out on the website, coasttocoastam.com, and find out where George is going to be in Las Vegas and in Asheville, North Carolina. We will be right back. I am Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Gar. My guest is Dr. Norm Shealy. He's a neurosurgeon whose ideas have been the foundation for pain management therapies used around the world for decades. He created the Shealy program, and his website is normshealy.com. You could find out a lot more about him there. We're talking about his latest book, which is Conversations with G. He finally came out to talk about that for over 30 years, he has had this wonderful 3-decade-long relationship with an angelic guide, where he has received a lot of his information. Over 5 patents came to him through this guidance. Norm, I wanted to ask you, how would you suggest that we could get in touch with guides of our own? As you have, was this a surprise to you, or is there a way that you can actually summons this information?
Right. Actually, as a matter of fact, it just within the last couple of weeks made a recording of a guided imagery, part of my biogenic system of contacting your personal angelic guide. But
great.
It's inviting, getting into a relaxed state and inviting them.
Yes, and listening. How do you know the difference between your own information and the guide's information?
Well, I don't also.
Yeah.
I mean, if it comes to me, I assume it's just an idea. If I hear it, I know it's a guide. But according to my guide, it's sort of your personal angel is like your conscience, And I think we're being guided all the time by our angelic connections.
Have you ever had experience from loved ones that have crossed over the other side that you know?
Oh, boy, have I ever. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I believe that the transcutaneous acupuncture information came from my dear wife.
Wonderful.
Within a day or two of her passing.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing. I was wondering about that. I wanted to ask you, but I didn't know if that was possible. So thank you for sharing that with us. You mentioned before the break about this PEMF to treat narcotic addicts. Explain that, as this is the pulse electromagnetic field therapy again, right?
Yes, we are just finishing 6 weeks of working with hardcore narcotic addicts who are confined to a locked house. I didn't even know these things existed. But some narcotic addicts, instead of being put in prison, are put in these locked houses where they wear ankle monitors and they're checked every day for narcotics in their urine and that sort of thing. And they stay there a year or two sometimes before they're released into the public. And so we're taking people who are still not recovered, if you will, from their addiction. What happened is I suddenly had an idea that maybe if we put our chakra sweep PEMF device on the head, it might change the EEG. And it does. When you relax, you go into alpha, theta, and delta frequencies. Delta is 1 to 3 cycles per second. But there's also what's called gamma. And gamma is the ideal, the core of gamma is 40 cycles per second. It's what people call in the zone, the woohoo, I'm in the zone area. And the minute you put this on the head, the EEG goes to pure 40 cycle gamma.
Huh.
And it's happy, but it's free. And so they are wearing this. You put the little coil on top of a baseball cap so it sits comfortably on top of your head. And 12 out of 12 hardcore narcotic addicts are having marked improvement, losing their insomnia, losing their cravings, not breaking out into sweats over lost, you know, absent narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to go on for a full year with these groups, but I believe that within 3 months we'll be ready to publish the first outcome study.
Now, you have to keep the device in your head to feel this way? It's like a runner's constant runner's high, huh?
A minimum of an hour a day.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. But some of them are using it several hours, so they don't want to put it down. They call it their halo.
Sure. Sure. And it's completely natural. Do you think this would help with somebody who has had a stroke?
I have not done it at this point on strokes, but if they recovered, I wouldn't do it in the acute stroke. But, you know, within a month, I would think it's quite safe to use.
So I'm trying to figure this out. So this is a pulse electromagnetic field therapy that takes the restores the original hertz in a cell. So this could help with so many things, not only narcotic addicts, but brain trauma, TBI.
Exactly. I think there's no question it does.
Does it increase circulation?
Oh, yes.
And at the same time, it uses as a neurofeedback, it matches this vibration.
Exactly.
I think we're crashing your website because there are a lot of people looking for this right now, and it's scrolling. You can check back later, I'm sure. But how much are devices like this? You actually would have a home unit for this?
Yeah, the Sapphire PEMF device, the Chakra Suite, is $895.
Chakra Suite.
The Sapphire Enhanced Adreno Scalar device is $995.
So, and the benefit of this, the Sapphire is to restore the adrenals and reduce this adrenomegulin, right?
Right, to reduce stress.
Stress. Okay, wow, fascinating. And this all came to you through guidance and 5 decades of being a physician.
Exactly.
Yeah, something you just do in a day's work. I think this is incredible. You've always been on the leading edge of so many things, Norm, in terms of the TENS unit and everything else that you've created. This, would you say that this is some of your, the culmination of your decades of work, or is it different?
Well, it's part of the whole, but obviously I consider the PEMF device and the scalar the most important, because they have application not just to people with pain, but to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has. Now, how would it help with blood sugar?
Well, you know, let's face it, stress raises blood sugar, no matter what the stress, whether it's psychological, emotional, physical, it raises blood sugar. And so, since it reduces stress, that will help reduce blood sugar.
Hmm. So stress, elevated blood sugar and diabetes and so forth is a result of stress?
Yep.
Hmm. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. I think this is great. And then it's not, can you feel the pulsing?
No. The coil does become minimally warm. It's slightly warmer than room temperature, but there's no feeling of the pulsations that go from 5.83 up to 58.83 cycles per second.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, do you work with other people in your practice, other doctors that also help?
Yes. Dr. Sergey Sorin is my partner.
Okay. Great. And he also is versed in these types of modalities along with you?
Oh, yes.
Great. All right. Now, we're going to take callers in just a little bit, but I wanted to ask you about the ways to be able to to basically help yourself. You have a book out that's called 90 Days to Self-Health, and it is about self-regulation. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, interestingly, we mentioned earlier autogenic training.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so impressed with the benefits of autogenic training that in 1974, I went back to get my PhD in psychology. And my doctoral dissertation was the development of what I call biogenics. In other words, instead of just doing the basic Schultz exercise, Dr. Schultz, who introduced it in 1912, I've added 40 other variations on a theme, so to speak. We can train you in order to control pain mentally. For instance, in 1976, I went to the Philippines to study psychic surgeons.
Wow.
And that was produced with Burt Lancaster and me. In a video shown on NBC in 1977, but I developed a sinus infection. It was so bad that eventually I had to have surgery to open up the sphenoid sinus, the one right up under the pituitary gland. And I said to the anesthesiologist, just give me 20 minutes and I'll be ready. And so I mentally numbed my nose. And I was awake during the higher procedure, but had no pain. Now, there are three major techniques that I discovered that will help you control pain. One of these is an American Indian technique for preparation for meditation. It's collect. In other words, use your mind to collect stress or pain and blow it away. And so thing I do is if you've got pain somewhere, imagine that your breath is like a gentle, loving vacuum cleaner, collecting it and blowing it away. And so often you can reduce moderate pain at least that way. Then there's an East Indian technique of breathing through the skin. And I discovered that if you spend 20 minutes breathing in and out through the skin of one area of the body, it will become absolutely numb.
Imagination, like breathing through the skin?
Yeah. Now, I teach people to begin by doing it with the hand because, you know, it's so easy to check. But you can make your hand so numb that you can pinch it and not feel any pain. Then another one that I discovered back in 1972 is an imagination of the electromagnetic energy. In other words, we are electrical beings. Everything is electrical. And electricity creates magnetism. What I see as energy around people, and it's called the human aura. And I've always seen that. You can imagine that you are expanding your aura or your electromagnetic energy field 1 inch, starting at your feet, go up to the top of your head 1 inch, and then go down to your feet again and start with 12 inches. And when you get your entire body encased in an imaginary 12-inch electromagnetic energy field, you feel as if your body is asleep or floating in space. But your mind is brightly alert.
Yes. I've had that experience before. But it was more like a twilight waking
Exactly.
State.
But it's a wonderful way to deal with pain.
Amazing. And then this is wonderful, again, before, you know, any type of surgery or after any type of surgery. So you really have trained your mind over the years to deal with pain.
Exactly.
So this is, anyone can do this.
If they practice.
Practice, of course. Yeah, that is a good point.
So most people take a little time. But, you know, it's like biofeedback. This is, to me, an elaborate, I call it sensory biofeedback. And Elmer Green, of course, who introduced temperature first, the EEG, temperature, all those, back in the early 70s, temperature control is excellent for migraine headache. I teach people this with a tiny little finger thermometer. And your hand, if you're, you know, just not stressed, in a normal temperature room, the fingertips will be about 85 to 90 degrees temperature. Well, you can learn to raise the temperature up to 95 degrees mentally. And I had a woman just 2 days ago, her hand started off at 80 degrees, her fingers.
Cold. Mm-hmm.
And within 5 minutes, she got up to 90.
Huh. By focusing temperature into the hands.
Yeah.
Circulation, in other
My
words.
My hand is warm, and imagining the sun beaming down upon it, warming it through and through.
Hmm. Amazing. Now, so would you say these therapies are great for people who have tried everything and want to, maybe they've even tried surgery and conventional medicine and different types of therapies, but they still have had no relief?
Exactly.
Is that the normal type of person that comes to you that has really tried everything else, or that those that want to try the alternative methods instead?
99% of my patients have failed conventional medicine.
Ah. Mm.
About 1% come because they don't want conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm. But 99% have already tried and been there.
Exactly.
And are you very successful with them?
Our long-term success with chronic pain is only 85%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know a drug that's 85%.
I know, only, you say.
The reason is some people, even though they are desperate, will not spend the time to train themselves.
Right. What is that? I know. We know what to do, yet we don't do it.
Well, that brings us to a very interesting topic, Lisa. Why do people develop diabetes? 90+ percent of them have sloppy health habits. Why do people develop heart disease? Well, 90+ percent of them have a great deal of stress that they don't reduce mentally,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and physically. And the problem is not taking care of yourself. My feeling is your number one responsibility in the world is take care of yourself so that you're not a drain on other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there's only one purpose in life, and that's to help other people.
Mm, yeah.
You can't help other people if you're ill.
Right, right, right.
And so the guiding light to me is you must take care of yourself. Now, only 3%, roughly, 3% of people have the essential health habits. The essential health habits are no smoking, body mass index of 18 to 24, eating a minimum of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, exercising 30 minutes minimum 5 days a week, and sleeping 7 or 8 hours every night.
Mm-hmm.
And only 3% of people, actually it's 2.7%.
Wow.
Have the absolutely critical habits. I can't imagine not having those habits.
You're the one of the 2.7%.
Right.
Well, it's we know what to do, but we don't do it. And there's a synapse break there, and I would love to know a little bit more. So we're going to take another break, Norm, and we will come back. And we have a lot of great callers as well. I have lots of questions for you as well. My guest again is Dr. Norm Shealy from the Shealy Institute, and we will be right back. I'm Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM. Hello, welcome back to Coast AM. I just want to mention, if you want to go to my website, which is theawareshow.com, The Aware Show is what I do, broadcasting the rest of the week, and I have great guests on there. We have video shows as well as I'm on Gaia TV with George Norrie. My show is called Lisa's Inspirations, and that is also to be found on my website. It's all up there for you at theawareshow.com. You can link to all of our different shows and check out what we're doing throughout the rest of the week. Lots of great health, brain science, spirituality, all sorts of fun stuff that I love. It's my interest. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy to answer your questions right after this break. I'm Lisa Gar, you're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. My guest, Norm Shealy, Dr. Norm Shealy, is here to answer your questions. You ready for phone calls, Norm?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. All right, we've got John from Maryland, our wild card line three. Hi, John, how you doing?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. What is your question?
I'm looking forward to talking with the doctor.
Yeah.
I have chronic gout and arthritis, and very painful. And I was calling to see what he had to offer for chronic gout sufferer.
Now, is your pain primarily in the feet and knees or other places too?
It's throughout my body. It's in my hands right now, and the uric acid's high, and it's so much so that I have tophi breaking out on the sides of my fingers, and I had on each end of the elbows, I had those surgically removed a couple years ago. But throughout my body, and the tophi, it breaks out, not even in the joints, in the middle of my arms.
Here is where I would use one of my guided imagery exercises, the biogenics that we talked about earlier. There is one called pain relief, and you'll find it under on my website as an MP3. You can also order it as a CD if you prefer, but you could download an MP3 of it. Now, I would recommend practicing that mentally. It'll take about 15 or 18 minutes twice a day.
Okay.
And this is the website is normshealy.com, SHEALY.com. So it's biogenics is the audio that does the sound technology and the binaural beats and so forth.
Pain relief is the one that I would recommend for him.
Okay. All right. Great. And now this could help with the, what about the effects of the gout, or is it would just be the pain?
Yeah, unfortunately there, and here is one of the places where I don't know for treating the gout anything unequivocal other than drugs. Although, obviously, eating truly a diet that is optimal in fruits and vegetables will certainly help.
Mm-hmm.
You have to minimize any of the junk food.
Yeah. Are you doing that, John?
On that, yes. So if I go to the website and the biogenics, can I get the and a CD and play that?
Yeah.
Yes, you can order it as a CD.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Your information so much, and I love what you're doing.
Thanks, John. All right.
John.
Bye. Let's go to Ty, west of the Rockies in San Diego. Ty, do you have a question for Dr. Norm Shealy?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Dr. Shealy. How are you today?
Hi. Great. Great. What's going on?
I have a question for you, the doctor. I have a nerve damage, I'm guessing, because I have atrophy in my left bicep caused to, disc degeneration in the C5, C6 area. I have no pain, and I've been to see stem cell people, and they say they can help, and I've been to the orthopedic surgeon, and he says he's the only one that can help. And I really don't want to have surgery because I've heard that after having surgery, usually the discs above or below will fail. And I don't really know whether I'm going to waste the money on the stem cell research. So I was hoping that maybe, since you did the 10 unit, you might be able to help me out with this.
There is something called posture pump, P-O-S-T-U-R-E, posture pump. It was actually developed by a chiropractor in the Los Angeles area. I've worked with that for over 12 years. And there is one for the neck and one for the lumbar spine, but you would use the one for the neck, of course. And it's certainly worth trying. It's relatively inexpensive and extremely safe.
What is it?
Well, it's like a big blood pressure cuff sort of thing that you can pump up under your neck, and it restores the natural curve and helps to widen the disc spaces.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Widen the disc spaces. That's amazing for crushed, you know.
I did a big study on it, both in the neck and the lumbar spine back in 2006. And it really is a remarkable invention.
Yeah, because the curvature of the neck obviously is gone. So that would be great if you said it's called posture cuff.
Yeah, it's worth considering. And in many chiropractors do offer it as a service. You can always buy it online.
Hmm. And it's something that you rest on. I'm looking at it online. Is that you lay on the ground and or the floor, and then you put your neck on it, and it. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, by widening the space, it could release the nerve and allow the bicep to be able to.
Exactly.
And it's also for lower back as well. Hmm.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, well, I hope it makes a big difference. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Great question. Lots of people with back issues, and there's not a lot of, you know, great solutions like that one. So thank you for your question. Let's go to our first-time caller, Barry, in Miami. Barry, do you have a question for Dr. Norm Shealy?
Yes, good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling. My wife is 72, and I would not ask you to diagnose anything over the phone or the radio, but she had polio when she was a child, and she had extensive spinal cord surgery, spinal and spinal cord surgery this past June. And she had an ischemic event. She had a stroke in her spinal cord the day after surgery and became paraplegic. Mm. Since then, she's made strides in physical therapy, but almost every 3 weeks or 4 weeks, there's some medical setback, hemicolectomy, DVTs, IVC filter, just a number of issues that have developed for her. And her attitude is spectacular. I asked her the other day, Lisa, how are you doing? And she said, I know what you're asking me. Am I going to give up? And I want to tell you, every bone in my body wants to live and wants to walk. So don't ask me this again. And my question is going to be, how can I have her records reviewed so I can maybe we can get a different course of events rather than at this point as the medical issues are resolved, going to the usual PT and OT regimen where her mobility in the future will rest strictly on the professionalism and the skills of a physical therapist or occupational therapist, where I think that there's going to be so much more to it. She was actually able to, in December, get to go to the edge of the bed, stand up, sit down, weight shift, and then she crashed and she had to have a hemicolectomy. And, you know, things have been tough for her since. So that actually is my question.
Here is a case where I would say I would consult with spiritual healers. Miracles occur occasionally, and they're safe and effective sometimes. I've been working with great spiritual healers since the early 70s. In fact, interestingly, next Wednesday, I have one coming from Portugal who's going to spend 3 weeks here. I'll be testing her abilities. But if you go to my website, there is a listing of spiritual healers that I have tested that I consider worth consulting.
That's a wonderful idea. Something that can really go to the whole body electrical system. And how do you test these psychic surgeons?
Well, the primary test is to see if they can change the EEG from a distance. If they can change the EEG from a distance, I know that they've got power. You know, they're somehow tapping into scalar, and they're worth then consulting with.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, that's...
Oliver Worrell was the one I first tested, really tested in 1972, and I saw her work on a woman who had breast cancer coming through the skin. I mean, it was necrotic black. Within 1 month, that tumor was gone.
Who was this?
Olga Worrell. Mm. Now, unfortunately, Olga passed in 1985, so she's no longer available. There are other healers who are great spiritual healers.
Yes, it's quite an experience. I went to a psychic surgeon once, and it was amazing the stuff that she pulled out of me, and it was physical tissue, and I was shocked to see it had manifested in that way without any incision whatsoever. It was just fascinating. It was one of those leaps of faith that you just have to experience.
Exactly.
Once in a lifetime, you do. So that does sound like at least a wonderful experience and healing, because her mental state is so good and so willing to and open to wanting to heal. Maybe she could just go into that miracle space and look for the miracle. Thank you so much for your phone call, Barry. I appreciate you. And also thank you for being such a wonderful support to her. All right. Let's go back to our phone calls here. We've got Daniel on our wild card line for Virginia Beach. Hey, Daniel.
Hi. That's Sheila. I've read your stuff for many, many, many years. Long story short, 1976, I fell asleep in my car back home in PA. I got thrown out of my car, quote, broke my back, unquote. And that was the beginning of my sorrows, where at that time I was, quote, powerlifting. I was very heavy weights in the gym. No steroids, any of that garbage. But when I went back to the gym a couple weeks later, the 400 pounds that I was squatting, I couldn't even warm up with 135. But back then, the only things they had were regular x-rays. And so, the long story short, of all vocations to get into, I went back to school. I had gone to seminary years before that. I went into radiology through a cousin, first one female who got into it. And so, sir, 30 years of radiology, I x-rayed many, many, many spines, and it seems like the people before me are going through things too. I learned what spondylolisthesis is, scoliosis, spinal stenosis, osteoarthritis, and the 12 years after I had the initial accident, I picked up a big patient, and I herniated two discs in my cervical spine. And by then, MRIs were in, so I had the lovely, and I say that facetiously, exam myelogram where they injected dyes, you know all that. And then I had an MRI, and the wonderful, kind radiologist who did the test, he said, sit next to me and I'll go over the films with you. Well, long story short there, he threw the first film up, the AP spine, and he shouted at me, even though he was not even a foot away from me. He said, did you have some kind of big-time trauma before? And I told him what
wow.
I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, I mean, I have sciatica through the roof because in 2010, I had this freak injury. I barely slipped on ice and
oh.
turned my leg in a weird way. And it sheared off my quadriceps tendon in my leg. And the East Indian doctor didn't even put a cast on me. And he put this four-rod steel brace on, which shifted my whole pelvic girdle, shifted my spine.
My goodness, Danny, you've been through a lot.
Wait,
let me just ask you real quick in the interest of time here. What was your question to Dr. Sheely?
Well, I just wondered, sir, the devices you have or anything else that you have.
Well, I would want to see an osteopathic physician because chiropractors are wonderful, but they don't know about a sacral shear, which is a rotation of the sacrum. If it is a sacral shear, it could at least be a major contributing factor. That could be fixed in 30 seconds.
Wow.
My partner and I are the only MDs I know how to do that. But a DO who does osteopathic work could.
My goodness, there could be so much change. It's just knowledge is so much power. But I really think that that's fantastic that you could fix something like that in 30 seconds. That is terrific. We just had, and thank you so much for your call, Daniel. We have just a few minutes left, and I want to get to one more caller. We've got Emma in Virginia, wildcard 3. Emma, hi, do you have a quick question for Dr. Norm Shealy?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate all that he's done tonight. I have fibromyalgia, and I've had it since 1988. I was functional up until 4 years ago, and it forced me to retire. I'm a registered nurse with interest and background in homeopathic medicine, but fibromyalgia seems to be the forgotten or least understood of all the autoimmune and neuro ailments, and I want to know if you have any experience with it. Thank you for taking my call, and I'll listen offline.
Thanks, Emma.
Okay. Actually, I would suggest that she send me an email, and I will be happy to answer it. NormSheely85@gmail.com.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And there's lots of information there on autoimmune and so forth. Have you helped people with autoimmune disease?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's very complex.
Okay.
But it is definitely worth doing. That's why I'd like to, you know, have an opportunity to talk to her or speak with her by email.
We have a minute left, and I know that's one of the, it's a huge epidemic in this country, autoimmune diseases. So,
By the way, just for grins, one of the contributions to that is Roundup.
Yes, it is.
And unfortunately, Monsanto has poisoned the world.
Yes, you are right. And it's pervasive. So now we have to figure out how to heal it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. Well, there are so many different ways to get a hold of you. NormSheely.com. You guys might want to check the website a little bit later, too. There's a lot of people checking it right now. Or you can always go to Amazon and get the book, which is Conversations with G by Dr. Norm Shealy as well. There's many other books that Norm Shealy has written, but in terms of the scalar energy and the sapphire pads and so forth, where would you look on your website for that?
Well, actually, there's a search button up at the top, and so they could put in either PEMF or a scalar, and I think they'll get it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, and there's also a free e-newsletter that you can get on NormSheely.com, and that'll
you get a free download of one of my Biogenics MP3s as well.
Oh, good.
And they sign up for my e-newsletter.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I suggest that to everyone. It's really great technology, and I've used it in the past. So thank you so much, Norm. You're truly just an icon and contributed so much to people. I really appreciate everything that you've done. So great to talk with you again.
Mutual, Lisa. Thank you and blessings for all your work.
Thank you. That's an honor. All right. We are going to take another quick break, and we're going to be back with my friend, the Ghost Hunter. We will be back. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM.